Good morning, everyone. Today is October 16th, 2023. The 17th. Just checking. 10:03 a.m. There is a quorum present, so we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving on to item number six is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will also be allowed after each agendized item, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom or on Zoom today? As a reminder, for those phoning in or using Zoom, the raise your hand feature on Zoom and star six to unmute yourself if you're calling in on a phone. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right on to item number seven, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for October 17th, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about the agenda today?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
County Manager, are there any changes to today's agenda? No, thank you. All right, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number eight. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes, from the August 1st, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the minutes from the August 1st meeting? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our August 1st, 2023 meeting.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. On to item number nine, which is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda today?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 10. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And as we always do, we're going to kick it off with the Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, Commissioners. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Just a short statement. Yesterday, we swore in Sergeant Dan Gond at the Sheriff's Office. He came back from being employed here previously. And I was just talking with the undersheriff. And what I'm very proud of is the fact that we've gone from very minimally staffed 9-10 months ago to almost fully staffed in a short period of time. Friday, we tested five applicants for a few positions, and four of those moved on to background checks. So I just wanted to comment on our recruiting and our staffing, and we're getting there. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Sheriff?
Just a lot of good news there. Thank you.
Great. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. How about Story County Fire Protection District?
Good morning, Commissioners. Jim Morgan is Fire Chief for the record. Just a couple of things to update on. We continue with staffing issues. Next week, we're having a captain's test down at the Freight Depot, and you'll see Incline's Tower will be down there as a training prop. We'll be using that to test our firefighters and their skills and abilities. Our battalion chief position will be filled or testing for on November 16th. We'll fill my old position. And we're looking at getting our new ambulance that we ordered in 2020 in February. And we continue with the NV Energy contract negotiations, which I'm going to tomorrow. Any questions for me?
Appreciate it. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have no questions. Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the update. Moving right along to Public Works, Director Jason Wersbicki.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wersbicki, Public Works Director, for the record. Got a couple promising updates. Electric Avenue road rehab will be looking at final completion by Friday. S&C is way ahead of schedule. We're having meetings out there this afternoon and then again on Thursday morning to go through a punch list. But traffic flow is going to be extremely nice through there now. We've had a lot of help from the sheriff's office. We reduced the speed down to 25 through the work zone down there, but we've still had several people blasting through there, and the deputies have been taking care of business. Another thing, B Street Waterline project that started yesterday. They're potholing yesterday. Today, we'll start digging mainline trench starting tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have full completion by Christmas this year. And just on a side note, just give you guys a heads up, we're going into winter two full-time road guys short. So if you guys know anybody that is willing to come in and give us a hand, absolutely send them our way. There's roughly about four of us with CDLs, six including two of the mechanics and three with permits right now. But doubt if we'll be able to get the full license for the three guys with permits like by the end of the year, just given all the new regulations that we have to go through. And that's all I have at this point in time.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No, thank you, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Jason.
Yep.
Pray for very little snow this year, I guess.
Yeah.
Moving right along to Operations and Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. A couple of items to update the board on today. The Virginia City Senior Center, the work in the kitchen there is wrapping up. Nearing completion, we are moving a couple of pieces of equipment in there and cutting in some floor sinks to accommodate those. The breezeway cover, work is underway, holes are dug, and that's proceeding. The Lockwood Sheriff's Office substation, that is also nearing closeout. We have a railing to do, got to get phone and data connection over there. There's a camera that's going to go on the front of that structure, getting the propane tank set and the AC installed, and we'll get that turned over to the sheriff's office. Virginia City Highlands Fire Station, the NV Energy crew, ground crew, is going to be on site tomorrow. There's a planned outage. I do have Fleet Services standing by for the generator for the runtime on that, as well as a roads guy to help out with the work for NV Energy, make sure they get done tomorrow. Directly following that, OverX operations will continue. Scheduling right now the concrete pour and the building erectors to get them on site. Right now, it looks like we might be pouring slabs and footings first week of November. In addition to that, there's a numerous group of other projects that I'm working on. This is just a brief list. And Fairgrounds Improvements Project, TRI Public Works Station, TRI Sheriff's Office Substation, Mark Twain Concept Planning, and the A Street Right-of-Way and Justice Court Parking Improvements. But there's a lot more of those that I'll be updating the board on as they proceed. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thanks for that, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Mike?
No, thank you, Mike.
Vice Chairman?
No, thanks for the update, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Moving on to our grants manager, Honey Coughlin.
Good morning, Honey Coughlin, Grants Manager. I wanted to thank Stacey York and her team at the Senior Services. They did an amazing job setting up for our resource fair 2 weeks ago. It was held in Pipers, and we had a full house of vendors for most of the day. But her team, a lot of them I know aren't in the, you know, out in the limelight. We don't get to see them all the time, but they work really well together and really hard to provide a lot of services to us as we work with them and then also to the residents. So I just really appreciate all that Stacy does and her team, and just give them a little recognition for a really great event that they pulled off. So that's it.
Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Honey?
No, thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
Appreciate the update, Honey. On to emergency management, Adam Wilson.
Good morning, Adam Wilson, emergency management for the record. I have two quick updates here. We met this week about moving the Code Red system, which is our mass alert notification for the county. We're going to move that away from communications and put it under the emergency management. It's going to take a lot of workload off of them due to their staffing. And then we're also looking at expanding some of the services that that company offers to include an automatic translation feature. So our foreign speakers will be able to get it in their native tongue automatically, no work on our end, as well as some automatic weather alerts that'll come straight from the weather service and go through our system out to our community. So they'll be able to get those weather alerts quicker. And then it also has a data service included in there as well, which will really expand our program by pulling from like the census data and stuff like that. So we're ensuring we're sending the most accurate information out to our residents. And then the big one I have is our Nevada Shakeout Drill is this Thursday. It's 10/19 at 10/19. So the October 19th at 10/19 a.m. We encourage everybody to drop cover and hold on as part of this. After the drill is over in everybody's individual offices, I'm going to go around all the community departments. We're going to do a little mitigation and preparedness walkthrough of each department to just see what we could do to make each department more resilient in an earthquake. So expect that. I'll be coming around and visiting everybody on the 19th after the drill is over. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
No, thank you, Adam.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Appreciate the update, Adam. Moving on to the Virginia City Tourism Commission, Director Todd Tuttle.
Good morning. Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director. Just a few things that went on. The outhouse races last week, we'd like to deem a success. We had 23 racers show up, and most of the merchants responded that they had a fairly good weekend as a result of it. Hontober is in full swing, and we've been privileged with quite a bit of media coverage. All three television stations in the region has covered Hontober with live interviews, etc. We've had national coverage on Fox National Station. We've seen a number of magazine write-ups, not only in regional areas, but on national aspects. One is which was listed, Virginia City as the top 10 locations for Halloween activities. And we've had quite a number of social media influencers that have been here to experience all that Virginia City has to offer, particularly at this time of year. Coming up, we just need to touch base on two events. One is Friday on the 20th at 9 o'clock and 9:45 in the morning. The high school homecoming parade will be transferring from Fourth Ward School down C Street, headed north to Mill Street, and then heading south on D Street, returning to the middle school, and then parading through town all the way down to the high school. Right after that, we have an off-road race. Bora will be performing a technical inspection on C Street, and we will be closing C Street from Union to Sutton. The cross streets will be open. Sutton and Union will be able to be traversed back and forth, but the interior will be there for their tech inspection. We'll do that right after the high school parade passes through. So just so that we know, two events are occurring right at the same time, but we'll coordinate both so there's no confusion as we go along. Further in the month, on the Friday, the 27th, we have the statehood masquerade ball over at Piper's at 7 o'clock. On the 28th, which is Saturday, we have the All Hallows Eve the ball at 6 p.m. And then also on Saturday, we have the Spirits Made Me Do It saloon crawl. We've changed the time. So instead of being from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock as usual, we've moved it later in the afternoon. It'll be 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Then also the costume parade and contest on Halloween, which is Tuesday the 31st, will be at 4:30 up at the Jerky House. There you'll be able to be judged, and we'll have a little costume parade down C Street, after which, of course, will be open trick-or-treating for the kids, etc. And keep in mind in your calendars on December 1st, Christmas tree lighting. So I know we're getting close to the holidays, but put it on the schedule. Plan to be down at the Bucket of Blood parking lot for the Christmas tree lighting on that event, along with a number of other holidays. That's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
No, thank you, Todd.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update, Todd. Thank you. On to the Comptroller's Office. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning. I wanted to let you know that our annual fiscal audit is progressing nicely. I have a meeting with the auditor this afternoon and have more information, but he has assured me that it will be done on time again this year. Also, we have started our first pilot payroll for ExecuTime, our new time and attendance payroll program. It's going very nicely. We have had some hiccups, which we want. The goal of the pilot or test payrolls is to break the system, find out what doesn't work so that we can get all the bugs out before we're actually paying people like this. We started the first payroll with some of the more complicated departments like Public Works, the Sheriff's Office, Communications. We've added my office and IT so we have more people that are ready to train. Next week begins the second pilot payroll, and we're going to add all the other departments. So we'll have at least one employee and one supervisor from each department trying to break the system. So we really hope people participate. So far, the participation has been great. Everybody's had overall positive comments, so we're really happy about that. In November, we will do a parallel payroll to ensure that the program is working seamlessly with the way our current program works. And then in December, we go live. After we go live, we're going to expect paper time cards for a few more payrolls, just so we have that audit avenue. And then hopefully by mid-February, we can get rid of the paper. And then I'm a little late on my first quarter fiscal review, but I will have that ready for you at the next meeting. If you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
No, thank you, Jennifer.
Ms. Sherman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No Kathy today. How about the Recorder's Office? Recorder McPherson. All right. I don't believe I saw James Dean in here. Oh, okay. You want to take in your update. Gotcha. How about Human Resources, Director Brandy Lopez?
Hi, Commissioner. Nothing to report at this time.
Thank you, Brandy. How about Community Development Director Pete Renault?
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault, Director of Community Development. Sorry, I've got a little bit clogged up here. Keeping with the staffing, I'd like to report my two new hires are doing awesome. They've really embraced what they're doing. I'm happy with them. On another note, we had another well up off of Buckeye, drilled over 1,000 foot, no water. So we have had about three of them now in the last year. They all do seem to be getting deeper, but it depends on where in the Highlands they're drilling at. There's a lot of interest in, is the county going to ever bring water out there? I tell them highly doubt it. Maybe a GID in the Highlands at some point could be discussed, but bringing water up doesn't mean you're going to get an SFR. So I just want to put that out there that unfortunately the state says you have to have a working well for a septic system. So we're kind of dealing with that with a few customers right now, just so you're aware of it. You get any phone calls from somebody asking why I can't have a tank up there and build a house. The state requires working wells for septics.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
Great info, Pete. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Pete?
No, but thank you, Pete.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I was going to say, Pete, if you don't have too much going on, maybe you could loan a couple guys over to Jason for the... I'm just kidding. I know that's not the case. Appreciate the work. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. All right. How about our Senior Services Director, Stacey York?
Good morning. Stacey York for the record. We have more flu shot clinics this week. Our first one is today, October 17th in Mark Twain from 4 to 6 p.m. One tomorrow at the Highlands Fire Station, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Thursday in Lockwood, 9 to 11 a.m. Lockwood is also doing a craft fair this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and a spaghetti feed 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And 2 weeks ago, Honey mentioned we did a resource fair. I just wanted to thank Toby Tapley. He made Pipers look unbelievably amazing, set up everything for us, and I owe him a lot for making that event as successful as it was. And that is it today.
Thank you, Stacey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacey?
Oh, thank you, Stacey.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell?
Thank you.
Ms. Stacey, before you go, is the spaghetti feed just once a year, or are they going to do that on a monthly basis?
Once a year.
Okay, thank you. And that's 5 p.m. Saturday? Thank you. All right, moving right along to the DA's office. Deputy DA Loomis, you have anything for us today?
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. County manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I'm going to speak for James Dean on IT first. He wanted to let you know he is in the process of wiring up and getting the Community Chest Community Center of Virginia City tied into our network system. And so they'll have the full accessibility that we do here in the courthouse. So it's been a good project. The planning office with Kathy Canfield has asked me just to remind you or to thank the public. We had about 20 people attend the last Thursday's town hall. Every single resident in Virginia City was sent a notice in their actual mail. And the town hall was about the flood project we're doing here in Virginia City and Gold Hill that will tie into the Mark Twain flood project. This is a 15% design at this point done by Loomis and Associates and other groups and Jay Fuller through Carson Water Conservancy District. And they are looking at, there's actually a 2D model you can actually watch right now, and you can request this at the planning department. You can watch a flood go through your property if you would like, over a 24-hour period of time compressed into how fast you want to watch it. And it'll help you decide where you want to build a house or something like that before we go into the next stages of planning. As far as my reports, tying into Director Renaud, we should have on the next meeting or a soon meeting thereafter our completed draft Story County South and Central Water Master Plan. It is the Water Resources Master Plan that will cover the Highlands, Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Mark Twain, with a little bit of discussion on the north end of the county. And that is going to have recommendations and goals regarding what we might be able to do to provide services to our other communities. We know that the Highlands is probably looking at over $100 million just to get a pipe to the community from this side of the hill. There is potential exploration of what, you know, water might come in from the north or other ways. So anyway, that plan will be done here pretty soon. We've been working on it for almost 2 years with Far West or Dow. And we'll have that to you shortly here for consideration and adoption. As far as otherwise, just want to remind us, we still have vacancies in the Board of Appeals. We have some applicants for the at-large position. We still need an applicant for fire prevention, somebody who knows that. They don't have to be certified. They just have to understand fire prevention. And we need an applicant on the contractor side. That would be three people that would sit on a Board of Appeals regarding issues in the county. And then we're also do have a number of applicants for the Cemetery Board Foundation, county representatives. We're looking pretty good there. And then the BCTC will have some vacancies coming up just with expiration of terms that we'll be posting for. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No, thank you, Austin.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for the update. Last but never least, the Clerk Treasurer's Office.
Jim Hindle, Clerk Treasurer for the county. Just want to update everybody that yesterday was the closing for filing with the state to be on the ballot for the presidential preference primary in February. There were 13 Democrats that registered, filed to be on the ballot, and there are 7 Republicans that filed to be on the ballot. The important part that I want to get out and for people to think about is that to participate in the primary on February 6th or for early voting before it, this is the presidential preference primary, you must be a registered Democrat or a registered Republican. Other registrations will not be participating or able to vote. So if you are not a registered Democrat or a registered Republican and you want to participate at placing your vote in the primary this coming February, you must change your registration, contact the clerk's office or the Secretary of State's office to do that.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thanks, Jim.
Chairman Mitchell?
And Mr. Hindle, just to clarify, the only item on that particular primary will be the selection of a presidential candidate to represent the party. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And there's a later primary.
There will still be our typical primary in June for our statewide, county, and local elections.
Very good.
So this is just the presidential preference primary.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for that update. Is there anybody that I missed that would like to give a staff update? All right. Thank you to everybody who gave your updates today. We are going to move on to item number 11, which is board comment. I'm going to start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Yeah, just lots going on in the community. Grateful for the participation of residents in the town halls that we hold. Those are really important to get people's input and feedback. I was able to attend the flood plan town hall, as well as I caught the very end of the resource fair, and I appreciate everyone's work in putting those on. I did want to mention one of my assignments is on the Comstock Historic District Commission, and most people, I hope, know that Virginia City and Gold Hill, as well as parts of Lyon County, are part of a national historic landmark, and as such, there are restrictions and requirements to maintain the historic integrity of that district. As such, any structures, new construction alterations that are visible need to be okayed or given a certificate of appropriateness before they go ahead. That's separate and distinct from building permits. And Kristen, who is the staff for the district, is currently holding office hours in the Slammer on, I believe, Mondays and Thursdays, but she's reachable by email or phone as well. If you're not sure, give her a call. She's great. She'll guide you as to what you need to make sure you're right there. One of the things that we've been discussing quite a bit recently is part of the code section that created the district, as of a certain year in the mid-70s, did not allow the placement or establishment of mobile homes or RVs within the district, with some exceptions like an RV park. And so there's been some discussion because it appears that some people we've gotten a little lax on that, and some people are living in RVs. And I just wanted to put it out there that that is not allowed by law. And there's discussion about enforcement going forward as far as that goes. And that, again, that's separate from whatever enforcement may be happening on the county side, which has its own restrictions and regulations in regards to that stuff. So I just wanted to put it out there. We'll make efforts to do a lot of public outreach. I feel that's the right way to proceed before you're going to start enforcing something more heavily than you have in the past. But we want to make sure that we are upholding the duty that we have under the law to maintain the integrity of the National Historic Landmark. That's it for me.
Thank you very much for that, Vice Chairman. Just want to take a moment to remember some residents that have passed away in the month of October. Unfortunately, we lost three folks in the Lockwood area this month. Greg Ferry, 74, passed away. Robert Gollaher, age 87, served in the Army from 52 to 57. We lost him on the 12th. And Diana Vasquez, 89, served in the Air Force. She passed away on October 3rd. So for those folks and those that I have not mentioned that we have lost, if we can just have a moment of silence, I would greatly appreciate that. All right. Thank you, everybody. Those are going to conclude the board comments today. We're going to move on to item number 12, which is a recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, bringing us to item number 13, which is discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license, the applicant is Surjeet Singh Sohal of Vino Pizza, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada. Assistant Sheriff Hearn.
Good morning, Commissioner. As you said, Mr. Surjeet Sohal has applied for a general liquor and business license for on-sale, off-sale liquor at 795 USA Parkway in the McCarran area, Tri, Nevada. We've had no disqualifiers on him. He looks like he's good to go, so we're going to recommend proceeding forward with that.
All right, thank you. Sheriff Cullen, do you have any questions or comments about this item? All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No comments, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this reading of this on off-sale liquor license? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license for applicant Surjeet Singh Sohal Vino Pizza, located at 795 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 14, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. The applicant is Peter Lutz, Firehouse Saloon, located at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Assistant Sheriff Kern.
Mr. Lutz's application has been presented to us, and investigation has been completed on our part, at least for this stage in the game. There were some concerns in it that were addressed with this board earlier for your review.
All right. Thank you. Sheriff Cullen, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this liquor license? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license for applicant Peter Joseph Lutz, Firehouse Saloon, located at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second that motion.
There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, gentlemen. On to item number 15 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 16, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-711, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 23-24 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of administrative officer and clarification of pay for casual, intermittent, less than part-time deputy sheriffs. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I'm going to cover the first half, and then Ms. Lopez from Human Resources is going to cover the second half. Mine regarding the administrative officer, this would be returning that position back to our classification plan. It existed once before. In this case, it would not be a human resources director. You would focus on administrative, managerial, analyst, public coordination, project coordination, and public services and other matters of that caliber. In this case, by adding the position to my office, a full-time equivalent of my office will remain unchanged as a prior budgeted administrative assistant position will not be filled. This one will be filled in its place. And I'm speaking with the comptroller to make sure we stay in budget, all looking good so far. And I'll pass it over to our HR director.
Thank you.
Morning, Commissioner. Brandy Lopez for the record. We've updated the salary resolution to show clarification of the pay for casual part-time deputies, which complies with current practice in the county classification plan. We have included the pay chart from the Story County Sheriff's Office, Employees Association, Nevada Association of Police and Sheriff's Officers for the 23-24 fiscal period for reference.
Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brandy or Austin?
No questions or comments. I support the issue.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-711, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2023-24 fiscal year, and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of administrative officer and clarification of pay for casual, intermittent, less than part-time deputy sheriffs.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Brandy. On to item number 17, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of Dowell's Task Order 62 for design services of the Virginia City Fairgrounds Update Project in the amount of $180,800. Honey?
Honey Coughlin, for the record. This is one of the appropriations from 2023 grant awards that we got. We've been working with Dow, who has completed the preliminary architectural report and the environmental reporting that was necessary to complete the informal application for this project. As we went with Dow for the preliminary architectural reporting and all of that, we were given permission by the USDA to go ahead and continue working with them for the design phase of this project. We will be going out to RFQ for the construction management and actual general contracting portion of this. But so this is the task order that Dow has put in for just the design portion of this project. This is not any of the build. And the cost of $180,000 is in line with the typical percentage of 18 to 20% of the total project for design services. So the 2024 estimated project total at this moment is $993,000.
All right. Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding item number 17?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Oh, honey, could you just summarize what it is we're doing down there at the fairgrounds? Just kind of broad, high level.
What is currently in the scope of work is going to be running electric to the ticket booth areas and the vendor areas to provide electric, also running the water to both of those areas, and working on some of like smoothing out the, we won't be paving in this part of the project, but it will be making sure that the road to get down in and the parking lot is graded and acceptable for having vendors on site.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Dowell's task order number 62 for design services of the Virginia City Fairgrounds upgrade project in the amount of $180,800.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. On to item number 18, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to declare November 6th through 12th, 2023 in support of Operation Greenlight for Veterans. Honey?
Honey Coughlin, for the record. The National Association of Counties, which is NACO, and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers encourage counties to show their support for veterans by lighting county buildings green from November 6th through November 12th, 2023. They also invite businesses and residents to light their buildings and homes green. By shining a green light, veterans will know that they are seen, appreciated, and supported. And I have the resolution if you would like it to be read after approval.
Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about item number 18?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding item number 18? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the declaration of November 6th through 12th, 2023 in support of Operation Greenlight for Veterans.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. And now, honey, if you'd like to read the proclamation, that'd be wonderful.
Supporting Operation Greenlight for Veterans, whereas the residents of Story County have great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all men and women who have selflessly served our country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and way of life enjoyed by our citizens. And whereas Story County seeks to honor these individuals who have paid the high price for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas veterans continue to serve our community in the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, religious groups, civil service. And whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually. And whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future. And whereas studies indicate that 44 to 72% of service members experience high levels of stress during transition from military to civilian life. And whereas active military service members transitioning from military service are at a high risk for suicide during their first year after military service. And whereas the National Association of Counties encourages all counties, parishes, and boroughs to recognize Operation Greenlight for Veterans. And whereas the Story County appreciates, whereas Story County appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes specific recognition should be granted. Therefore, be it resolved with designation as a Greenlight for Veterans, Story County hereby declares November 6th through 12th, 2023, a time to salute and honor the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform transitioning from active service. Therefore, be it resolved that in observance of Operation Greenlight, Story County encourages its citizens in patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who made immeasurable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying a green light in a window of their place of business or residence from November 6th through 12th, 2023.
Thank you for that, honey. All right, on to item number 19. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to award $9,500 to the Virginia City Highlands in Area 2, Virginia City Highlands and Lago Marcino of Story County, for the community project grant to purchase electronic equipment for the soon-to-be community center and to paint the exterior and interior of both mail sheds and the three-sided shed at the entrance to the Virginia City Highland and Highland Ranches communities. Honey.
Honey Coughlin, for the record. This group was the only group that submitted any community project grant submissions for the entirety of Story County. And so the Virginia City Highlands community proposes to paint the exterior and interior of both mail sheds and the three-sided shed at the entrance of the Virginia City Highland and Highland Ranch communities. The new paint will greatly enhance the visual appeal of the Highlands communities. They also propose to purchase electronic equipment for the community center, which will enable them to host community meetings, presentations, and possibly community movie nights. Currently, meetings are hosted where community participation is needed, for example, town halls, USGS status, fire safety, etc. Electronic equipment will enable presenters to plug in laptops to share information and data findings. Equipment will be housed and permanently installed at the community center.
Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
No questions. Thank you.
Steve Farah.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 19? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the award of $9,500 to the Virginia City Highlands in Area 2, Virginia City Highlands and Lago Marcino, of the Story County for the Community Project Grant for the purpose of purchasing electronic equipment for the community center and to paint the exterior and interior of both mail sheds and the three-sided shed at the entrance of the Virginia City Highland and Highland Ranch communities.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. Thanks for your work on this community project stuff. On to item number 20, this discussion for possible action, consideration of business impact statement regarding the effects of a proposed increase in sewer and water connection fees by the Board of County Commissioners set forth in resolution number 23-710, applicable in the Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City areas. The proposal does not affect user rates for water and sewer services. The business impact statement is available for public inspection at the Story County Clerk Treasurer's Office. Deputy D.A. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. So the increase in connection fees by the Water and Sewer District is a action which constitutes a rule which is subject to the Chapter 237 of the NRS and requires a business impact statement. The point of the business impact statement is to determine whether business will be substantially or economically burdened by the proposed rule. In order to determine that, we reach out to a variety of different entities to see, advise them of what we're proposing to do and asking them to provide any comments. This was all done by Mr. Northen from Public Works. And we have, I want to emphasize that the only part of the fee increase that we're discussing at the moment is the commercial fees. We're going to do a separate business impact statement for the residential fees. The point of the increase, we've included the study that was done by the Carson River Subconservancy District, in which they surveyed a lot of the local governments to see what were they charging for the same type of services that Story County is charging. And it turns out that it looks like we're perhaps the only entity that has a single fee. And that fee is barely enough to cover the costs of putting in the residential connection. It does not cover the cost of putting in the larger commercial hookups. Mr. Northen is here and is prepared to comment on that. And Jennifer McCain can talk a little bit about the issue of how solvent is the enterprise fund in which the sewer and water district operates. This is essentially a fairly large increase, but they're consistent with what the rest of the local governments are doing in the area. The resolution itself is not going to be addressed today other than that it sets out the fee increases. If the inclination of the board is to proceed with this proposed rule, then we'll bring the resolution formally to the board for possible approval at the next meeting.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Keith regarding this item? You're on mute, Lance.
Sorry about that. No comments. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Wilkes, I see you, but I'll call on you during public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
Just Just one or two, just to clarify and make sure, this is just in the Virginia City, Gold Hill, Silver City areas, correct?
Yes.
Great, thank you. And then the second one is, I realize we're not considering the resolution at this point, but should we adopt the resolution, would it be structured that it would go into place immediately, or would there be some period of time before it took effect? And kind of along with that, if someone was in the middle of an application but had not finalized it, would they all of a sudden be facing the increased fees, or would they be kind of grandfathered in under the older fees?
I think the proposal is to have it go into effect in January of 2024. I'm not sure how we propose to address applications that are in process between now and then, or ones that will still be in process at the time this takes effect. Can either Jason or Mike address that? Do you have a proposal on that?
Can you guys come up to the podium, please?
That particular situation was not considered based on the fact that we were going to have a publicized known date, and we can address anything prior or after that date, but it would be a known date that the rates would take effect, the connection fees, I should say.
Mike, can you state your full name for the record?
Michael Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great. So I'm hoping that however we end up, if we should end up passing this resolution, that we can make it very clear that it's, I don't want any sort of gotchas, any sort of, hey, we're in the middle of things and the deal changes. And maybe it's just a hard and fast, if the application has not been submitted by January 1st, maybe clarify the language in some way like that, so that there is a very clear demarcation. That would be my only concern. Thank you.
All right. Let me add one other thing, though. The NRS 237 requires that once a business impact statement is prepared, that is to be brought before the board for consideration. And it doesn't say what it is you're supposed to consider specifically with regard to that. But what I put in the staff summary is that in evaluating the proposal, the governing body or its designee shall consider methods to reduce the impact of the proposed rule on businesses, including without limitation, simplifying the proposed rule, establishing different standards of compliance for a business, and modifying a fee or fine set forth in the rule so that a business is authorized to pay a lower fee or fine. Now, as you can see from the business impact statement, it was sent out to a variety of different entities that there were no comments in response to those being sent out.
Good. Thank you. All right. Thank you. So with that, let's venture on the public comment. If anybody in the courtroom has public comment, I ask you to please come up. We're going to start with Robert Wilkes, who's online. Robert, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you. You guys can hear me, right? Robert Wilkes.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, great. So, yeah, so my main concern, of course, was I thought this was going to be a proposal for the residential, not commercial. So I'm glad you guys clarified that. But from our stand, residential is soon to follow. But anyway, so my concern is really touches upon both of them, regardless that it's commercial. But there's obviously a significant impact. And one of the gentlemen actually kind of touched upon it. So just kind of appreciate that and bring that up. But so my concern was, yeah, is it going to be gradual, number one? Because, again, it's almost, 30 to 60% increase, right? And we want to encourage, this is for commercial, but we do want to encourage businesses and stuff like that. And it does have an impact. More importantly, though, again, from my perspective, again, for residential, it has even a higher impact. And so I just want to talk about that real quickly, just kind of get on record. So I'm just hoping that, again, once it comes to residential, we kind of, again, look at that, because, again, we want to encourage home building, right, and people be able to afford homes. And so, again, this has, a significant impact on the price of building a house and things like that. And, again, those costs end up getting pushed on towards the home purchaser or future owners in the city. So, regardless, I'm just trying to hope that, again, I do think that there probably should be an increase. It looks like it's needed, but again, have it be gradual.
All right. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Wilkes. Is there any other public comment? All right. As with all public comment, that'll be noted and referenced if necessary later. Thank you very much. With not seeing any other public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to proceed with further consideration of the adoption of Resolution 23-710 by setting the possible approval of Resolution 23-710 for consideration at a subsequent meeting of the Board of County Commissioners of Story County.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Mike. On to item number 21, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a contract with RCG Economics to develop a Story County housing needs assessment to be part of the 23-24 Story County Master Plan housing element update in an amount not to exceed $125,000. This is a budgeted and planned expense. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Our master plan from 2016, the master plan update that Kathy and her team are working on right now with the communities, the regional benefits report that this county published earlier this year, and the last two legislative sessions, in accordance with all those things, we believe that is necessary for the county to do a comprehensive housing needs assessment like other counties and jurisdictions in the region have, and things dealing with housing capacity, infrastructure, water availability and infrastructure, federal lands, conflicts, mining claims, all types of other things that either promote or inhibit housing or otherwise count and provide the number of available and potential housing across the county should be studied. So in this case, we also want to add to the report that there is an incentive and assistance with infrastructure and the cost of development element, like you see in Washoe County, where they talk about potentially imposing on a planned unit development, special assessment districts, impact districts, things like that, that would be paid for by those new residents and not by existing. And but in a way to try to encourage housing, particularly at the north end of the county, where there's substantial infrastructure to get to some of the areas. In this case, we ask that we are contract with RCG Economics that will also work with EK Economics, the same group of people that did our fiscal or helped us do our fiscal benefits report earlier this year for $125,000. And it is a budgeted amount prepared. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin about this?
No comments. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Neither do I. Is there any public comment today about this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a contract with RCG Economics to develop a Story County housing needs assessment to be part of the 23-24 Story County Master Plan housing element update in an amount not to exceed $125,000 in accordance with the fiscal year 23-24 budget.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving on to item number 22, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through K. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any comments either. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of business licenses? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 22 listed as A through K.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 3. This is the second and final time during this meeting that public comment will be taken. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any, that brings us to item number 24, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:01 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We do have closed sessions, so I would ask that you guys vacate the courtroom as quickly as you can. Thank you.